But at the same time, there was a major shift, apparently, in trading patterns. Hitherto, there'd been trade with the highlands of Baluchistan, maybe a little bit with the Iranian plateau, and a great deal of local interaction, because, like everywhere else, interconnectedness was one of the keys of survival in a very demanding environment. But now, the people of the Indus came in direct touch with people living in the Persian Gulf, and they came in touch with Mesopotamian civilization. This trade was conducted by sea. What boats were used for this trade, we do not know. But it seems that the trade was conducted by coasting from the Persian Gulf down the arid shores of Baluchistan to the Indus. And there was a port called Lothal at the shore, on the shore of Gujarat, which was one of the ports where these ships came. We know that after 2600 BC, in the middle of this period of explosive growth, the Sumerians of Mesopotamia were obtaining ivory, metals, exotic oils, and wooden furniture by sea from a land called Meluha. Meluha, we believe, excuse me, was probably the Indus Valley region, far to the east. The trade expanded. By 2350 BC, there were even records of Meluhan villages settled near the Sumerian city of Lagash in southern Mesopotamia and at other locations. Now, Lagash was one of the major Sumerian city-states of the day. So clearly, this was a highly organized trade conducted by full-time merchants who had a major impact not only on Sumerian civilization with all the exotic goods and ideas they brought in, but also on the growth of civilization along the Indus. As this civilization expanded and became more sophisticated, the new Indus cities became part of a huge trading network which linked the eastern Mediterranean, parts of Eurasia, and western and southern Asia with loose and ever-changing economic ties. And I want to stress that in this part of the course, one of the big themes is these connections, long-distance trade by sea and land, as the sort of conspexus of the eastern Mediterranean, where the Asian world got larger and larger and more closely intertwined. The roots of the global economy really do go back to this form of connectedness thousands of years ago. Also, a word here about terminology. We're going to talk in this course, in this lecture, about the Harappan civilization. Sometimes in the literature, you'll find people talking about the Indus civilization. It is now known as the Harappan civilization after the city of that name. And that's the terminology I'm going to use here. By 2500 BC, the people of the Indus Valley had mastered the problems of their capricious environment to a considerable degree. And their civilization now emerged. The Harappan civilization, named, as I said, after the city of Harappa, developed and flourished over an enormous area of just under 500,000 square miles. A huge region, considerably larger than modern Pakistan, and certainly much bigger than that of Egypt or Mesopotamia. Now, it's a little misleading, this figure. It would be a mistake to think of this vast area as the center of a homogeneous civilization. The core area where the influence of the great Harappan cities was largest was about some 300,000 square miles. But in addition, there were many regional variations of Harappan civilization, most members of which still lived in farming villages, small hamlets and villages close to their fields. Life unfolded at the community and the household level.